That's why I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross. More for the friends I have loved and lost. In our steel, in God we trust. In the cradle I fall, Father's crown, Jesus. I hope it's not too late.
Welcome to We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen on EA Truth Radio. Today's January 3rd, 2022. I'll be going over the items from this past week, in particular the items on the news that shouldn't have been on the news, and the items that did not make the news that should have been in the news. Basically, I'll strip out the fake news so you don't have to. Keep in mind this is a faith-based program, and as always, we'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are, while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. Lots of information here to go over. Let's get this show started here in this new year, 2022. Anderson Cooper this week floated the idea that the federal government should withhold the Social Security payments for those individuals not vaccinated. And so this was on a show, an interview with Bill Gates, in fact. And he had suggested, what can we do to get those unvaccinated vaccinated? Because all they're doing is causing problems now. Once we get everyone vaccinated, everything will be fine. And to incentivize them, let's withhold Social Security payments for them. And so this would be interesting, you know, when people are retired and whatnot, you would not get your Social Security check. That's a fair idea, I guess. I don't believe in it. I don't agree with it. But it's very interesting to start withholding, basically fining. People or withholding income from people, that money is already yours. You can't have, you know, being used as leverage against you. But it's very interesting how he said that. I think they do float a lot of these ideas out there to kind of see what the general public's response is. And that's why they've got all these talk shows and whatnot. They're able to float some of these ideas and see what the response is. Ghislaine Maxwell trial ended December 29th. The trial jury came back. They found her guilty on 5 of those 6 counts. She will most likely be spending the rest of her life in prison. Now, the interesting thing with the Maxwell case, Ghislaine Maxwell, the judge found her guilty of 5 of the 6 counts. No sentence date. Usually they'll give the date of the sentencing. That was not done. I found that very interesting when that was done. Here we are now, January 3rd. I don't know when the sentencing is. I know that if 5 of those 6, she'll most likely spend the rest of her life in prison. But what's the actual sentencing? Very interesting. CNN's John Griffin this week, involved with sex crimes involving children, that came to light. Remember, it was just 2 weeks ago that fellow CNN employee Rick Salibi was accused and found was involved in shenanigans with underage girls and children himself. Another producer, Rick Salibi, Project Veritas helped expose that, and he resigned. This week, John Griffin. Sex crimes involving children. Now, the question is, how do these people even get jobs? much less keep jobs with the corruption that's going on. Very interesting. Now, we talked about some of the shows in the past. One was the interview with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan did an interview with Dr. Robert Malone. Now, Robert Malone had a very interesting interview and then started making some very, very good posts, interviews, and things like that. And next thing you know, Dr. Robert Malone was suspended and banned from Twitter. They cut him off. Now, he said that he didn't get a warning, a message, anything, and they just cut him off on social media. He was one of the leading spokesmen for those in the vaccine industry. He's a top leading researcher and has been in the vaccine business for 40 years and says and has talked about who's making the money, who's benefiting, and how this corruption with the vaccine and COVID-19 is able to move along as swiftly as it has been for the last few years. And he went on to say that you have to keep in mind it's those getting paid. Who gets the incentives? It's the hospitals and the administrations that are getting the higher number of cases, the more money they get. The higher number of COVID cases, even the higher number of deaths, they get paid more. So the incentive is to push the COVID, push the fear, push the deaths, because that's more money in their pockets. That's why we see a lot of the doctors coming forward by saying this is not true, this is not a legitimate deal, this is a plandemic instead of a pandemic. We get the nurses coming forward saying the hospitals are not full. And then we get other nurses coming forward saying that most of our nurses were laid off. And so the remaining ones are handling all the work. And so, yes, they're overloaded. But the misperception is that the hospitals are overloaded. They're just short-staffed is all that they are. We're making it all sound like we have all this fear going on with the plandemic. And so Robert Malone was very good talking about that and how many years he's been in this business. Try to watch some of those videos on BitChute and Rumble. Dr. Robert Malone, very good. They took down his Twitter account. He also talked about the mass formation psychosis. And that's another interesting deal there. I think this was probably possibly the reason that his stuff got taken down and his accounts got suspended on Twitter, is talking about how you can get a mass population of people under hypnosis without them knowing it. And that's what we're dealing with now. Basically, the people that hate the non-vaxxers are those already under a spell that don't know it, and they're accusing the non-vaccination folks, the anti-vaxxers, the folks that are vaccine hesitant, as the bad guys. But in all actuality, they're the ones that are truly not under the spell. It's a mass psychosis. Very interesting. An interview by... There's another interview by, let's see, it was Polly. Amazing Polly did a very good interview talking about that very same topic, the mass formation psychosis, how this works, how this is formulated, and how successful it is by generally making the entire planet believe there's a mass emergency pandemic going on when there isn't, but in their heads, they believe it to be true. They don't even know they're under the spell or under the hypnosis, but they are. The only people that can see common sense are the people not under the spell. That also gives credence to the reason if you are not vaccinated or if you're vaccine hesitant and you try to have a conversation with these people, give them common sense, give them logic, give them facts, they will not get it. They will not understand it. They will not comprehend it. That's why we're at a big disadvantage here, because we can show these folks mountains of evidence and facts and how they've all been lied to. But because of the hypnosis that they're in, they can't see it. Very interesting. Very interesting how that all works. Now back to the Epstein case. It turns out now that Epstein's network records have been ordered sealed. Now, Maxwell was found guilty on 12/29 of five of those six counts. And right away they said they're going to seal the records of everyone else. Well, that's very interesting. Not sure why that would be the case. But I read somewhere yesterday that today, January 3rd, those records will actually become unsealed. My court, an injunction with the judge, says it was overruled. You can't seal those records. You can't seal the records of the Epstein, the defendants and everyone else involved in the Epstein case just because the case is over. You know, we never had a chance to see Roberts or Guffrey. We never got to hear the testimony from Prince Andrew. None of these things. The trial went fairly quick, and she was found guilty. But we never got a deep dive into who else was involved, why they were involved, who was orchestrating all this, who was benefiting, who was receiving money, and how the whole blackmail scheme worked. Hopefully today we'll get some answers. Today is January 3rd. That will all become available. Now, speaking of Epstein, again, remember the federal judges, the federal security in that prison wing that were in charge of watching Epstein on the night that he allegedly died. They say they weren't watching it. They weren't logging their time. They weren't tracking it. They weren't watching the surveillance, and then he wound up dead. There were charges brought against those guys. That case was dropped. The charges against the prison guards in the Epstein case when he was suicided that night were dropped. This was done on December 30th, 2021, just this week. The federal case against them, they dropped it. Either there wasn't enough evidence, they weren't going to prosecute them. I don't know the story. Obviously, there's more to it than we know, and they were evidently let off. But I don't think anyone was surprised at this outcome. So he's dead. The prison guards that were supposed to be watching them allegedly got in trouble, but that never really came to fruition. They didn't. Ghislaine Maxwell was thrown under the bus. She was guilty on five or six counts. And now the whole thing's kind of, for the most part, done. Very interesting. Now, a Seattle DJ this week was vaccinated, but then days later treated for a heart attack. And I don't have the name of this individual. This was just January 1st, New Year. Healthy DJ in the Seattle area. Talked about how he was vaccinated. And then days later, he's in the hospital being treated for a heart attack. Now, these are the types of cases that we're running across all the time. The heart, the cases with the cardio, and all the backlash after you get the vaccination. Now, an interesting story out of Denmark, the country of Denmark. They're saying 90% of all the Omicron cases are those that have been vaccinated and they've even had their booster. 90%. So they're trying to leave the illusion that we've got this Omicron variant out there running rampant against those not vaccinated. But the people that have it, 90% have been vaccinated and have also had a booster shot. And so we've been telling people on shows like this for many months now, do not get the vaccination, as we don't know what's in the vaccination. Don't get the booster, because we don't know what's in the booster. And for the most part, don't even get tested for the coronavirus, because God only knows how are they coming up with the test? What can test to show that you have it? How accurate is the test? We've already seen a papaya get sent in TAT lab results and comes back saying it had coronavirus. 2 weeks ago, a person sent in three tests from three soda pops. I think it was a Coke, a Diet Coke, and a Sprite. Lab results came back. All three had COVID. So I, for one, do not believe in the tests and even what they are, much less if they're the PCR or whatever kind of test they are. Now there's at-home tests. How accurate are any of these tests? If you don't have coronavirus and you take the test, odds are that you'll show up that you do have it. So I would advise against getting even being tested, because who knows then. I don't even know how these tests come up. But remember, we already know that this is a man-made virus, a lab-created virus. Now, whether it leaked out on purpose or accidentally, or whether it was done on purpose, it was still a man-made virus. Therefore, we should know how to make a man-made vaccine to eliminate it. But remember, that's not the goal here. The goal is not, I repeat, not to fix this pandemic. The goal is not to make the pandemic go away. If that were the case, they wouldn't have had it in the first place. If it was the case to have this go away, there would be a vaccine that would eliminate it. Remember, that's not their goal. That's not, the powers that be do not want this to go away at all. So this is not something that's going to end in 3, 4, or 5 months. It's not going to end in 15 months. It's not going to end in 3 to 5 years. We are going to see this going on and on and on. That is what they want. What they actually honestly wanted people to get healthy, they'd give them the HCQ, the hydroxychloroquine, the ivermectin, these other types of things, but no one's making money on those things. No one's making money on the cheap, inexpensive solutions to reduce the impact, to reduce the effects of the virus. Is the virus real? Yes, I believe the virus is real. It's not a hoax. It's not made up. It is real, but it was created. And it's very much the same as the common cold, the annual flu. It's not that much of a different strain than that SARS-2 type of event. And so that's what the issue is. They don't want to fix it. They do not want to have people getting healthy. The goal of the virus is to kill people. And then when that wasn't happening, the goal is to keep people sick and to make people sick. Now, the CEO from Pfizer, just this very week, was in a conference saying they're going to be making a pill that's in production possibly soon, that once it gets approved, it'll have a digital tracker or transmitter. Basically, if you're telling people to take the pill and they say they take it, but they really didn't, shoved it in their pocket, they'll be able to tell who, how many people were issued the pill or the vaccine and how many people ingested it. It's a tracking device, basically a GPS type of a deal. So they're going to be coming to that next to make sure that everyone who says they have it, honestly took it rather than faking it. Because we're seeing all these fake vaccines pop up as well. The fake vaccines, the vaccine cards, and those types of issues have been coming up. That's all I've got for today's show. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com. Bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Big thank you also to our Patreons, donors. A shout out to Alicia, Rudy, Lisa, Andy, Dan, and Reverend Dave. Thanks again for all that you do. My name is Dan Hennen. Today is January 3rd, 2022. Please comment. Please like, share, subscribe, and have a good day.
to see the truth behind their eyes. Don't change America. God bless America and the red, white, and blue. That's why I.